Baby. Babe. Sorry for waking you up. Can you hold me for a second? Just not in a good mood right now. Because you know how my birthday is coming up? Yeah. That's kind of why I'm upset. I just feel like every single birthday has never been good. I'm serious, I've never had a good birthday. It's so pathetic. Everyone forgets it. That's one reason why. I just don't even bother celebrating it. And even if I did celebrate it, nobody would remember to come. So, it's not really a fun experience for me. Gosh, it's like another year. I'm getting older and not really happy. There hasn't been a year that I could genuinely say that, like, I'm content with every single aspect of my life. I know I've had a lot of good things happen, but I don't want to sound ungrateful, but like when it comes to work and those kinds of things, I'm always good at it. Those are things that just never go wrong in my life. But it seems like the easy things that are just a given, everyone's born with it. You know, they have a family, they have friends, they have people that care about them. I don't understand why it's so freaking hard to get that. I can honestly say that 9 times out of 10, whatever I do, I'm gonna be great at it. It's just who I am. Anything that I do, I wanna be the best. And it's like the easy things are just so freaking impossible for me, and it bothers me. It bothers me so much. Yes, like, what type of sense does that make? The hard things are easy, and the easy things are just impossible. Like, why can't I obtain the easy things? I feel like you're the only thing that I've done right. I mean that. It's not many times that I could say that like I've felt like somebody actually cared about me. And I feel like with you, it's different. And I really do appreciate that, but even on days like this, it's not easy. Yeah. Just been thinking about it and how I didn't even like plan anything this year. I usually just take a trip by myself. I sit at a beach. I'll like book a resort and I'll just stay there. I'll get up early in the morning and just stay by the dock and just stare at the water all day. And then when sunset comes around, I take pictures. And it'll be the same freaking picture because it's the same sunset. And then I'll go to my room and I'll just scroll aimlessly on social media. And then I go to bed and do it all over again. I'll spend somewhat between like $2,000 just to stare at a sunset. Then I go home and I just get upset all over again. Like, I actually have such a miserable life. It's so pathetic. It really is. I do nothing but work. I never go out with friends. barely make enough time to just do fun things for myself. I feel like any extra time that I have, it's an effort to make other people feel better. But I feel like in a way, that's like the one thing that makes me feel good, is when I can make somebody else's life a little bit easier, be a little helpful, and just overall be all the things that I would want people to be for me. I think that's how I rationalize everything that I do. It's like if somebody doesn't have somebody to tell them that they matter, that's where I step in. When somebody needs some comfort, that's where I step in. If somebody needs advice, that's where I come in. A listening ear, that's me, you know. But it's like when I need those things, good luck. I know I'm laughing about it, but it really does bother me. I don't know, I really thought that this year would be different. So different than what it actually is. I feel like I started my year off with so much hope. And by the end of January, it was just crushed. And then February, it didn't get any better, but I was a little more inclined to be reckless. Felt like at that point I was already getting, you know, those thoughts. So I figured, let me just do something really stupid, but like multiple times. And I did. I would go out every single night and I'd go to a rooftop and I would just sit up there and like stare at the sky. Which wasn't weird at all, because like there wasn't many people there anytime that I went. And everybody's drunk anyway, so like nobody cares what I'm doing. And like that was enough for me to just like get through the day. And then I got to like a really bad point where I was like drinking my sorrows away. Which is crazy because I don't even like alcohol. I really don't. I don't drink. It's not my thing. But it was the one thing that could get me to like get out of my funk for a few hours and deal with like the amount of people I was around. And then when the month was over, I just hit rock bottom all over again. And I remember going back to work and seeing everyone after telling them like, bye, I'll never see you again. I'm gonna go live my dream out, you know. I didn't have it in me to admit that I messed up and that I failed. So hard to talk to them about it. I didn't talk to anyone about it. Somebody asked me how everything was. I was just like, it was good. And then I quickly changed the subject or just walked away, you know. And then I remember in April, that's when things really started getting bad, because you know, work was over and I had nothing else to do. It was just me and my thoughts. And I was thinking about everything that I'm thinking about now. Almost. It gets worse, believe it or not. I was in bed all day long. I couldn't get out of bed. I didn't have energy to do anything. I didn't look in the mirror. I didn't leave the room. I wasn't really eating. I got to a point where I lost so much weight. I was like actual bones. It was bad. It was really, really bad. And then I remember it was the end of April. I was finally getting a little bit of hope back. And it was crushed within like 2 weeks. So I took another trip. And while I was on this trip, I just felt my heart breaking more and more every single day. I'd get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and just drive about like 30 minutes to the beach. And I'd sit there all the way until it got dark. So from 6 a.m. to like 8 p.m. And I would drive back home and just go to bed and do it all over again. And I did that for like 3 weeks straight. So pathetic, dude. And then once I got back, I had to learn what grief was. It's not the first time I've ever grieved something, but this was different. I felt like the last little piece of my heart was just broken. When I got that text, I remember the exact moment. My friend picked me up from the airport and I was at her house and we're sitting down and I'm venting to her about all these things. And then I get a notification on my phone and I look at it and, you know, there's a text message saying that my little heart is just gone. And I was so, like, confused. I was in denial because who the message came from. I was like, this person does nothing but lie and try to be manipulative. And I really didn't believe it. And I remember I just, like, stopped talking to my friend. And I was like, I'm going to go to the room for a minute. And I just went to sleep. I didn't react, I didn't cry, I just went to bed. And as soon as I woke up, it felt like I just knew. I knew that it was real. And from that point, I couldn't go through any of my days. I would wake up, I would cry. I wasn't eating again. And then it got to a point where I had to go to the hospital because I got too small. And then, I don't know, one day I just woke up and I was like, I can't keep being sad like this. I have to do something. I have to be a productive human being if I'm gonna be here. You know, funny enough, I did have a plan to, you know, put myself out of my misery. And just when I was about to do it, my friend needed help with something. So you know me, I always have to be there for somebody. This situation kind of doesn't allow me to let the thoughts win, so I can say that it has been a better situation, but doesn't change the facts, doesn't make me any more happy with my circumstances right now. I mean, have you, which is always a plus, and I have a purpose now. Things that I can do. Responsibilities. Those things are always great, but I don't know. I just feel like at this point in my life, there would be other things that would be consuming my time. I know you're not supposed to, but I look at where all my friends are in their lives. And in no way do I, like, envy them. I definitely don't envy them. But just seeing where they're at. You know, everybody's having kids. Everybody's engaged. Everybody's just starting those chapters of their lives. And I feel like I'm getting left behind. Yeah. Because, you know, you have a kid. You don't have time anymore. Can't really go out. Things like that. So I never really get to see them anymore. Or they're like so caught up in their relationship that they don't even like have time for friends at the moment. So I don't know. I don't know. It just makes me sad. I'm really sorry for waking you up. I know. Well, you're stuck with me, so you're gonna have to learn to love the big old mess that I am. As imperfect as I am. I think that's the one thing that I can say I really do love about you. That no matter how crazy I am sometimes, or I can be, you accept me. Good days, bad days, you still care about me. And I can talk to you about stuff like this and not feel like I'm going to be judged. Have any like embarrassment about it. I could just be 100% myself and you can be okay with that. Or I can cry and be emotional and you still care. You don't tell me to shut up or be dismissive towards me. You listen. You make me feel safe. That's the word I was looking for. I just feel so freaking safe with you. In every way possible, I feel like I could just, no matter what, you're always there. See, just talking to you made me feel better. It did. I promise I was crying a lot worse when you were sleeping. Mm-hmm. Stop, don't make me laugh. Stop. I'm trying to be upset right now. You think so? You think I look pretty when I cry? Oh, gosh. Thank you for being perfect. Yes. Thank you for listening to me. I'm getting sleepy. Meow. Meowy. you can go back to bed. You can't let me go. You better not. You better not. I mean it. I'm so serious. Don't let me go. Hold me. I demand to be held. I also demand a forehead kiss. Now. Okay. Now the lips. Baby, please. I won't survive the night if I don't get a kiss. It's imperative that you kiss me on the lips. Go ahead. I love you.